Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? Let me say what's up to everybody out there, man. Hope everybody out there is having a great day. And thank you for tuning in to SOAR every day on SOAR. I just got through working out, you know what I'm saying? And your boy feel good. Don't you always feel better, you know, after you work out? You know what I'm saying? And you just feel kind of refreshed. And you just want to just be like, woo, got some stress off of me. Now it's time to seize the day. You know what they say, carpe diem, baby, carpe diem. But today we're going to be talking about persistence, what is persistence, how you can stay persistent, some examples of persistence. Also, we're going to be talking about Phil Jackson. As I was working out, they came out and said that he's leaving today. No longer will be the president of the New York Knicks, as well as the Republicans still can't close on the health care bill, on Obamacare. And also on this day, Mike Tyson versus Holyfield number 2. The showdown went down, you know, after Mike Tyson got out of jail for rape. They went ahead and got in the ring one more last that really ended Mike Tyson's career, man. I remember that day, but we're going to get into that as well. I just want to say thank you for everybody that's tuning in. I will be going live on Facebook here in a little bit. If you want to call in, feel free to call in 877-921-1656. If you want to chime in or if you, my Facebook, I believe it's facebook.com/PDP. That's PETEYPETE. I'm sorry, I'm drinking some coffee. But yeah, word on the street, the Republicans can't close on another healthcare bill, you know, which I want to say Obamacare. The Republicans have been talking about this for the past 7 years. They're going to repeal to replace Obamacare. But today, I believe word on the street, they say nine congressmen repealed it. They don't want to go forth with it. So we will keep you updated on that. And also, let me go ahead and chime in on my Facebook real quick so we can go ahead and get Facebook Live popping off. Man, if you have Snapchat, go ahead and feel free to contact me on my Snapchat. My Snapchat is PDP05. Also, my Instagram is PDPTV as well, so if y'all want to follow me on there as well, you can. And I also, my website is PDP.online. If you're not there already, you can see, if you go there, you can see where I'm the voice of Lubbock Lights Out. And Lubbock Lights, because I'm also a sports broadcaster. And I keep saying a lot, don't I? I'm also a sport. Well, because I'm actually on my other phone getting on Facebook Live right now. So, you know, so I won't be repeating myself to you guys and here, you know what I'm saying? So just bear with me for a little bit. Phil Jackson done with New York Knicks. Let's see. And it's 20 years. Yeah, 1997 to 2013, that's 20 years, right? Eh? Yeah, man. It's on your mind. Give me, baby. Girl, baby, baby. This day in 1997, Tyson Ben Holyfield here. Oh, man. I mean, that's not funny because, you know, health issues and stuff like that. But, consumer, yeah. As a consumer, yeah, it is. You know. Funny. Are we about to go live on Facebook, man? Thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for bearing with me if you're live right now listening to me on Blog Talk. We're actually connecting right here on Facebook. I don't know what's going on with that. Don't tell me my service is messing up now. I'm tapping my service is messing up. Man, you know how these phones are, man. They act great. They act great. You know what? Let me go ahead and get you guys going on Wild Connect on my Facebook. Yeah, Phil Jackson expecting to leave the New York Knicks today, man. The owner, James Dolan, have been pushing him out. Have you ever felt like y'all been pushed out of a job where all of a sudden people just don't want to talk to you, and then people just being short with you, and you just like, what? Come on, bro. You know, that's when you start putting in some applications, man. My pops always told me one job is never definite. You know what I'm saying? You always got to pretty much have a plan B. But at the same time, I mean, you know, I can get it. Well, that's another whole conversation for another day as well. You feel me? Also, yeah, here's some stats about Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson, he was a former coach and player. You know, he was famous for his triangle offense. He was actually drafted in 1967 by the New York Knicks in the second round, which we all know Michael Jordan, he coached the Chicago Bulls in the 90s and led them to 6 rings. Michael Jordan was 6 MVPs. Also, we all know who was on that team, Kobe and Shaq, which them two boys couldn't get along. 2 superstars, you know what I mean? So what was up with that? You know what I'm saying? And Facebook saying I can't go live in my studio. You know what the fuck? In the studio getting bleak. You know what I'm saying? But, oh, it finally connected. It finally connected. Now we live on Facebook. But Blog Talk, you can catch me tomorrow. Let me get the persistence definition in. You know what I'm saying? Persistence. If you have persistence, you continue to do something even though it is difficult or other people are against it. You know what I mean? And that's what persistence is, man. You continue to do something even though it is difficult or other people are against it. And that is called persistence. You know what I'm saying? I read somewhere, I was watching this one video where they were talking about passion, you know, how passion can ultimately lead you to destruction, in which there is a way, man, because you could be passionate about nothing. I mean, you could be passionate about something, but still don't have the persistence to keep going to work through that passion once things get hard. You know what I'm saying? The persistence of something, especially something bad, is the fact of it's continuing to a long time. And just to give you something briefly, and I know I got some loyal, sore listeners out there. I've actually been doing this since what? Oh, what's up, Facebook? I might be feeling kind of shiny a little bit, man. I just got through working out, man, you know, trying to be better. You know what they say, look good, feel good, play good. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to get done, man. I was like, hope you don't have sex like that. But anyways, persistence is the key, man. You always want to have persistence. If you're just not tuning in, persistence is when you continue to fight for something even though it's difficult or others say it's against it. It's usually sometimes the closest people to you who try to talk you out of some things. You know what I'm saying? I remember years ago going to a couple friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, bro, I got this thing called So I Want to Do, man. It's war radio. Everybody was like, don't nobody listen to the radio no more, man. That's whack. Man, get up out of here with that pity pig. I was like, see, I was PDP before I was even on the radio. You know what I'm saying? But what I didn't let that discourage me from the way. Kept doing my research, kept chopping away. And ultimately, you know what I'm saying, it paid off, you know what I'm saying, just for a little bit. But so if you're going through something, let me also tell you this. If you haven't felt like giving up on something, then maybe you're not doing the right thing, because that's – whenever you do feel like giving up on something, that's when you do something so much. You might not be getting the results that you want. And then some people give up right at the pinnacle. You know what I'm saying? You go through a lot of heat, go through a lot of stuff before you get to that blessing. You know what I'm saying? I remember having a dream. You know, I ain't going to tell y'all about my dream. That dream right there, man. Woo! As I can say, oh, sorry about my pink phone. That's my wife's phone. Yeah, so
Don't take it that way. Y'all know how some
you think that a ping pong now? Oh no. Y'all know about you neither. But yeah, also man, if y'all want to call in, if y'all on Facebook, if y'all want to call in, go ahead and call 877-921-1656. That's if you want to talk to me right here on the radio. That's 877-921-1656 right here. Their coffee gets where it's at, man. You know what I'm saying? But yo, man, it's actually 20 years. What's up? What you doing? Yeah, that's Quaid. Is that what's up? That's up. All right, man, go back in there. And today actually marks. Good morning. Did you tell your mama good morning? All right, good deal. Well, I'll tell you. And also, today marks 20 years. I believe it's 20 years. It happened on this day in 1997. Which Mike Tyson bit off Evander Holyfield's ear. Oh, sweet baby Jesus, I remember that moment. I remember like it was yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Let me try to get a little better angle. You know I'm dark. Is that my good side? What's up? Yeah. Hey. But no, yeah. Mike Tyson, man. That's like when Mike Tyson first got out of jail. He was. He just got out of jail. You know what I'm saying? I believe it was for rape back then. I remember, I think I was just a young teenager during that day, living in Meadowbrook Apartments in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Shout out, baby. Shout out, Muskogee. But, yo, man, Mike Tyson, we all knew when he got out of jail, he was like, all of a sudden, he was a fan of birds, pigeons. Well, he probably always was a fan of pigeons, but they just kind of kept it from the media. But then it just seemed quite weird. And word on the street, man, correct me if I'm lying, but, yo, it was like Mike Tyson might be on something. It's like he was. You remember some of the interviews? I'm gonna come for your kids. I'm gonna come for your wife. it's a whole totally different Mike Tyson that we're seeing today. But yo, man, Mike Tyson. Some of the interviews Mike Tyson used to be off the chain. But yo, man, he stepped into the ring on this day in 1997 to fight Evander Holyfield. And I remember thinking, there's no way Evander Holyfield is going to pull this off. I was like, Mike Tyson got it in the bag. Hey, you know what I'm saying? But I actually thought Mike Tyson was gonna take it, man. But Mike Tyson kept just. Oh, he trying to stop, please. What's wrong, Wilson? What's wrong tonight? And then he missed the first time, right? He missed the first time. I just remember sitting in my apartment back in the day. And then Mike Tyson was trying to spot the weed, Bob. He was like, mine. He was, they was like, oh, he pulled it off this time. He pulled it off. I was like, what'd he do? Then they sold their ear on the ground. I was like, not my man Mike. I was like, it's the medication y'all got him on. It's the medication. But yeah, Mike actually said in the interview that if he was to get beat by Evander Holyfield, that Holyfield would be the best. Let me see what y'all comment on would be the best. Yeah, Kenneth, man. Yeah, Kenneth, man, I remember that fight, bro. He's like, but Tyson did say in the interview, if he was to get beat by Holyfield, then Holyfield, he would give the crown over. You know, Holyfield took the crown, but he would start noticing that, you know, Holyfield is better than him. But also, man, after that fight, I want to say even prior to that fight, man, but maybe not so much prior, but those guys actually became friends. They got kids that's in boxing, and they box with each other, man, so... And let me tell you this, too, that Tupac and Biggie beef and all that stuff they used to have, I will get into that. That's on another sore day, you know what I'm saying, but the same sore time. We will get into that. But what I'm trying to say is Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson did not grow up to hate each other. They actually grew up to work with one another for some so. And don't let your ego get you know what I'm saying, get in the way of you. That's one thing as a man, man.
One thing as a man, you know, our ego gets in the way, and we like, man, I ain't messing with them, man. You know, they so and so, man. Even though they maybe can help you out, or you can help them, y'all can help each other, y'all can build a team or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Instead of that, you know what I'm saying? Some people just let their ego get the best of them. Next thing you know, they see somebody who they were. Next thing they see somebody who they used to kick it with, or maybe do a business with on TV, or maybe on the radio. And then they just sitting there looking stupid with their thumb in their mouth. Like, dang, man. Oh, dude, done changed. He done changed on me. Nah, man. Boy. See, man, that's the stuff that really gets to me. You know what I'm saying? It's like when people try to say people change, and man, it's like, don't nobody change, man. Only people change is basically you. Maybe you need to change your perspective on a couple things, man, because you know, man, just like how Diddy say, can't stop, won't stop, man. Ain't no ego when it comes to get this paper. You know what I'm saying? If I can help you, cool. If you can help me, cool. We gonna make it do what it do. And for people just chiming in, this is my wife's phone. I'm live on the radio. You can go to my website, pdp.online. I also talked about the Republican healthcare bill and how you know, after 7 years, they still haven't came up with a solution yet, but you can go to my website, pdp.online, and check that out. But what I'm trying to say is, man, you know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody try to tell you, oh, you've changed, and oh, you've done this, and you ain't worth nothing no more. You ain't no good daddy. You ain't no good mama. It's just because, man, when you decide to move yourself out of that situation, man, you know, you got to live with that. You got to run with it, man, because sometimes when you start treating people the way that they treat you, then they get an attitude. That's when it's time to G.O. That's when you be like, see, hey, man, you know, the power was always in my hands. And the power is always in your hands, man. The pressure is always on the next man. You know what I'm saying? And I always remember that. The power is always on the next man. You know what I'm saying? But hey, which means the power is always in your hands. You know, the pressure's always on the neck, man. The power is always in your hands, man. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you want to do, you can set out to do it. You know, I was watching, what was I watching yesterday? What's that? America's Got Talent. And these old school players, well over 40, got up there and started singing, a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Woo! Oh, what you know about that, buddy? Y'all didn't like that soul, man. But yeah, man, it's been 20 years since the Mike Tyson and Holyfield fight. Man, two of the best fighters, you know what I'm saying, that ever boxed. But now we don't see about this Conor McGregor and Mayweather fight. We will get into that another day, but just not today, man. You feel me? And also what we talked about, Phil Jackson departed from the New York Knicks. And he's also, Phil Jackson was actually drafted in 1967 by the New York Knicks, if you didn't know, in the second round, and to where he ended up having an NBA career. But we all know what he's most famous for, the 1990 Bulls. Whenever he coached the Bulls in a triangle offense, they won 6 championships, 6 MVPs. What's the boy? MJ, go ahead and take it all. And then he ended up coaching for the Lakers, in which he couldn't get Kobe and Shaq to like each other. I mean, just for a little bit he did, but he still got 3 rings after that. And now he's the president, well, was the president of the New York Knicks, and now he's gone ahead and calling it. He was actually born in September 1945. Same age as my grandma. Shout out to Bert. What up, Bert? You know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody, all the grandparents who are taking care of their kids, they grandkids, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Yeah, man, if you want the full radio episode of Soar Every Day, go to either soareveryday.com or go to my website, pdp.online. You feel me? That's the word. Hey, positive things happen to positive people. Do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true.